morning, Pearl. It's lovely to be back here with you again.
How are you, Lauren? And a beautiful day again we have in Salt Hill. Today we're going to talk about Jupiter, the central class of astrology, and his recent change. Now, Jupiter is representative of what they describe as the grace of the guru, or the guide to God, and or of the greater good, our guide towards the greatest good. And at the time of an eclipse, we're currently in the eclipse cycle of the 19th of November 2021 and the 4th of December 2021. And so the 4th of December is just a few days away, that I spoke of at the last talk, and how it affects our different circumstances, our houses as we describe them in astrology. And so wherever Jupiter is, he is indicating the way forward for us at this particular time in our lives. He's going to bring the most benefit to that specific area. So I talked last week about the circumstances, and each sign of the zodiac is a separate set of circumstances in our lives. Oftentimes people think they're just one sign, but in actual fact, you use all 12, but you use the different signs in different departments. The first house is to do with your own physical self, your body, your self-esteem, how you feel about yourself. Your general well-being is the first house. And the second house can be to do with your savings, or your bank at hearth, or what you value, how you store your assets, what you invest in. That's the second house, what you put value on. It also has to do with your speech and what you have to say about things. So the third house is to do with your courage and how you use your hands, and how you take the initiative, and how ambitious are you. You need to put an effort in to get third house activated. And so each of those is going to be a sign, and it's going to be a house. And this is where the astrology can get complex, because our people find it complex to understand how the two work together. But they do, because everything is in a cycle. And everything is starting something and everything is finishing something, because everything is continually in a cycle of change. And so we need to be aware of that, that there's nothing constant. It's all movable and it's all moving. And so today I'm just going to run through again the signs of the zodiac, but in relation to what circumstance. If we take a sign, let's say that sign is your second house of your values, and we're going to take where Jupiter is, which is in Aquarius right now. He has just moved to Aquarius. So that means if we're talking about your second house, and your second house, for instance, is Taurus, well, that means Jupiter is in the 10th house from the second house. So for your assets, you would be looking at what type of action you would be doing to increase your assets, or work towards increasing your assets. The second house being fifth from the 10th. So we're looking at the creativity that would be given birth to, because five from anything shows that what's being created. So I know that sounds kind of complicated, but as we go, I will try and simplify it. Do you want to ask me anything directly about that? Just anything you think might come to somebody's mind?
Yeah, when you say, so Jupiter's in Aquarius right now,
mm-hmm.
and then you were talking about...
You could use your own chart now as an example, for instance, or your son's chart. You could use it makes more sense to you.
Okay, so
if you had an inquiry about an area in the life.
Yeah, and it was just how you were describing there about it, about, you know, how to read it, you know, from being the sign and the house. So if Jupiter, let's say, is currently in my second house, then, you know, what am I looking at? Like, what am I looking for?
Yeah. Now, when you say it's in your second house, your second house is to do with your values, for instance, or what mm-hmm. you consider to be valuable.
Yeah.
Okay. And the other thing is things you say to yourself, the self-talk would be a very important aspect of what's in the second house, and because we need to be talking ourselves up, not talking ourselves down. But the beauty of Jupiter going to the second house is you can talk yourself up.
I like it.
This is one of the valuable things of realizing where the benefits are going to accrue. Now, Jupiter brings us benefit. It's going to help you to do something. Also, it'll help your investments. You just need to be careful you don't squander them, because Jupiter's inclined to expand and overspend. He tends to overdo. The other thing, you might eat too much.
Mm-hmm. I think I can relate to that one.
Because again, the food is something we value, and the ultimate thing is we eat. The thing was most valuable. Devouring something is the ultimate in taking in and holding on to, in the form of flesh, what we have overdone. But yeah, these are all things that would be benefited by or expanded. Possibility, I said, expanding your bank account. That would be a valuable growth, because Jupiter's all about growth. Okay. So if he's in the second house. Now, the second house from what?
Mm.
You know, that's, you know, because you have when you talk about your first house, and we talk about the first house in astrology, we're talking about the ascendant, the rising sign, which is your physical presence and to do with your physical well-being. So it is very important to be able to talk nice to yourself when you're talking about your talking back to yourself. You know, don't be given out. But if it's your moon and it's your emotions, because your feelings are more to do with where the moon is positioned in your chart. I think in your chart, the moon and the ascendant are in the same place. So the two get very much caught up in each other, you know, because the moon and the ascendant are in the same place. So your own personal well-being and your feelings are going to be affected by this and what you're saying to yourself. And the other thing about the moon being there, because the ruler, the moon being the ruler of your seventh house, the seventh house is the house of partner. And so that obviously is going to feed into your relationship with a significant other as well. And, you know, people that you would be partner with. Even with myself here, as we do this, we're partners in an activity, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So the fact that the moon rules my first house, and the moon is in your first house, shows that we have this conversation going on right now. And so Jupiter is a good time to be enhancing the conversation. So now you could say as well that if you wanted to know, for instance, from from Jupiter in your chart. You know, where Jupiter is in relation to Jupiter
mm-hmm.
in your chart, because Jupiter, where it was when you were born, shows an area that your Jupiter really wanted to expand on.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know?
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember where your Jupiter is?
I do. Where?
Cancer. Oh, so it's in the seventh house.
Mm-hmm.
So again, now, this is the interesting thing, because Jupiter is in your... It's now moved to Aquarius, which is eight houses or eight signs away from Cancer. So what does eight signify as a house is transformation. And so there's likely to be some kind of transformative experience in the area of relationship. That could be expansive. You can do woo on the on the recording as well. But this is what I'm saying, you know, you look at a 6-8 relationship is something that challenges, but ultimately this growth out of it, you know, if there's no challenge, there's no growth really, you know. And so the 6-8 relationship, it's 6 Jupiter, where it is right now in Aquarius, it's 8 signs away from Cancer, but it's 6 signs to Cancer.
Mm, yeah.
So that's why we call it a 6-8 relationship. Mm-hmm. What's it going to be like to get there is the 6 to Cancer. So it's kind of, it might be a bit of a struggle and having to get through some process there. But when you do get there, and you are willing to do the process, and look at the blocks, because oftentimes the 6 indicates where we have work to do in ourselves.
Mm.
There's something that we're not willing to digest or can't digest or find it difficult to digest in our experiences, you know. But when you do get over the obstacle and you get to understand the obstacle that's there, then it's ache back and it becomes a transformative thing that has happened.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a breakthrough,
right.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't get the breakthroughs without the breakout the breakdown or the, you know, something has to change for the experience.
And how does Jupiter feel about being in Aquarius?
Well, this is the other interesting thing, because Jupiter has just left the sign of Capricorn, which is, again, your first house, ruled by Saturn. And now he's moved to Aquarius, which is seen to be the most difficult sign, because Aquarius is ruled by Saturn and Rahu, the two most difficult planets. And Saturn at the moment is in its own sign, so he's very comfortable. So he'll behave better. You know, if you're at home in your own house, you do better. You know, you don't need to be so distant, or you don't need to be so uncomfortable, or the usual coldness of Saturn won't be there. But what could be there is the ability to do a lot of work, or to be very disciplined in the work, or to be really meditative in the way you do things. So that Saturn sitting there, and it's going to be there for the rest of the time, all the time now that Jupiter's in Aquarius. So it's going to be there. Saturn will be behaving well. Okay? And Rahu, it's also going to be Rahu's in Taurus right now. He's the other ruler of Aquarius. And Rahu really likes it in Taurus as well. He's exalted there. It's one of the places of his seen to do well. And as I said, any planet that's in a situation where he's comfortable, the more than ourselves, when we're at home in our own houses, we can do as we please, or if we're in a place where we're appreciated, then we can so Jupiter is in Aquarius. And then the other thing right now is the Kumbh Mela. Kumbh means Aquarius, and Mela is festival. And so it's celebrated in India. It's a big celebration in India. Now, they did the main dip in the Ganges last year to do with the Kumbh Mela. But now he went back into Capricorn again, and he's now just come back in for the long stretch through to Aquarius. And
how long?
Well, up until April, okay. I think, next year. I think. I was going to look at the ephemeris, but anyway. We'll talk about that again.
Mm-hmm.
I begin to forget the dates. You know, I should have it written down, but anyway, I'm sure I have it written down 10 times someplace. But he's going to move to Pisces once he leaves Aquarius, and then he's in his own sign. So he's going to behave even better. You know, he's going to be in his own place. And so there's lots of opportunity for expansion of consciousness and higher levels of awareness. And it's really going to be a much more meditative time. Even with the Saturn, a Saturn would then have to go through Aquarius, but he's still in his own sign. So rather than makes it any more complex than it is, I still want to run through all the houses and to just show you that any house from a place. So again, we start with Aries. Aries is seen traditionally as being the first house. And the reason for that is because he represents the head or the starting point, or he's like the shoot of grass, the symbol from, it's like a shoot of grass that's just coming up through the hard ground to begin again. It's like Pisces, the sign of a culmination where you're going to the vast ocean out there, be bigger beyond higher consciousness territory. But Aries is the sign about coming back into the worldly. And Jupiter will help you to bring you to that higher level of consciousness. And that's what the journey is about. We come into the worldly, we work our way through all the issues in each of the signs in the zodiac, with each of the gifts that we give, and each of the helpers helps us in their own way. Like Venus will help us look for pleasure, Mercury will help us to look for information, Jupiter will teach us and guide us, and that's where he is right now. He's in the place of guidance. Saturn will discipline us. Mars will be impatient with us to succeed and get on, and encourage us to go for what we want to go for. Just do it is the message of Mars. And so the Jupiter, having gone to, this is where the grace of the Guru sits now for the next while, is in this particular house. So whichever sign or house you're looking at, count from what you're interested in. Like, you might be interested in relationship, or might be your home or your car or your child or your health, or, you know, there's all these different areas of life that are important. The most important and most significant are the first, the fourth, the seventh and the tenth. The first is your own health and well-being. The fourth is your home and your stability. The seventh is your significant other. And the tenth is your work and the work that you're doing to offload any debts that you might have accrued up to this. So these are seen as the primary pillars. And so if we take Aries as the first house, health and well-being, or the first house, whatever your first house is, it could be, as you said, Capricorn. Capricorn being the first house would mean that Jupiter's in the second house. Or we'd say Cancer is my first house. Jupiter is in my eighth house. And so on. So I'm going to say from Aries, if Aries is the first house, then Jupiter is in the 11th house. And the 11th house from Aries shows our expectations, our desires. It's one of the reasons that Rahu and Saturn are both so involved there. Now, Aquarius is associated with where Jupiter is right now is Aquarius. So the grace that's coming through there is the humanitarian, you know, the community. How can we help each other? How can we help the community to grow and expand will be the big issue during this time period for anybody and everything, because Aquarius has that energy about it. And the desire to bring about change and transform and all that energy is there in the sign of Aquarius. So you could say humanitarian aid, bringing back the sense of faith and belief and philosophy that's going to sustain us. That's what Jupiter brings us. That's what the guru wants you to know about and to learn about, is how you can benefit yourself and the community this time, not just for yourself, but for the greater good, the bigger picture. That's the sign of Aquarius. And Jupiter there is bringing the blessing and the help in that area. As I said, it's 11 for Aries, so it shows the desires that you would have are to bring new, something new, growth in the sign, through the sign of Aquarius. You want to start again. You want a new beginning. This is a great opportunity to do that. If it's in the second house or the second sign, Taurus, it means Jupiter is in the 10th from there. So the activities you're doing are helping in the community, are wanting to develop your career that is of help to the greater good and to the humanitarian issues. If Gemini or the third house or the third and the house of action, if Jupiter is going to be in the 9th from the 3rd, so it shows you want to teach, you want to guide yourself, you want to be the guru yourself, you want to share your knowledge or to share your wisdom. And the blessing of Jupiter in Aquarius means it's given its 5th aspect to the Gemini. So it's a great opportunity for creativity from the Gemini at this time, or that third house type activity. And so Cancer is associated, or the 4th house is to do with the 4th. It's one of the pillars. So the Cancer feeling safe and making people feel safe. And this is one of the things that we've been challenged right now in our society is, you know, people don't know what's safe anymore. They're so confused with the messages that are coming through the media and the different stories about, oh, this variant and that variant and this one and quarantines and this sickness. And, you know, we've never been so bombarded. And the suggestion that we should take drugs to help us wouldn't be Jupiter's way of doing it. There's a wisdom in Jupiter that knows that nature gives us everything we need to heal us. We don't need to be making concoctions of chemicals that upset our mind, which is what the 4th house and our mental stability is about. And that's what's being challenged right now. We really need to pull back our trust in a higher power and a trust in the sacred that we'll be taken care of and looked after, like we always have. The grace of Guru hasn't got away. The grace of God hasn't gone away. As I said, Jupiter is very like Santa Claus. You know, he comes every year. That's where we learn our faith in the greater good, not in the fear, not in the, oh, what's around the corner, and all these images of scary monsters. Just this morning, I was looking at this Icron or whatever, this new variant, and they did a cartoon on him. He's actually a cartoon character, scary monster type, green cartoon character, and they're showing him up as a variant. They've called it's laughable, you know. It's just so silly. And you know, the symptoms as well that they're talking of with this new variant, or the symptoms that are coming out, talking, you know, the heart and different, the problems that have arisen as a result of all we've experienced with the talk of vaccinations and all that kind of stuff, are the symptoms that have been created by all this negative talk, you know. So we need to get over this challenge of the stuff that we're listening to that we're not able to digest, and transform and take the normal, natural remedies that the good God has given us, you know, that are in the ground or round about us in plants and, you know, the air and the sunshine and, you know, the healing and the help is there. So we need to get over this concept of being diseased or that we're all sick. We're not all sick, you know, and if we are sick, the remedy is there. And so we need to transform that language. And I think there will be a lot of effort put into it now, exposing what is nonsense and, yeah, and know that the grace of God is there, protecting everyone, not just some people. Excuse my little wander into politics there now, but medical issues have wandered into politics. When we have a computer nerd telling us what's good for our health, who has no qualifications in medical the field at all, and he's dictating to us what we can do just because he has money. Anyway, we'll go on to Leo. Leo is the fifth, and so Jupiter is going to be in the seventh from Leo. And Jupiter in the seventh is bringing expansion in partnership or in relationship or in something to do with a significant other. The I of the self, and Leo is very much I and self and ego, and I'm not saying ego in a negative sense, but that where we want to be respected, the things that are really important for us, to be admired, that the Jupiter is in the seventh. And so the prospects of being in partnership with somebody who really honours that and can use that energy for the benefit of others, not just to blow their own trumpet or make themselves great, but for the good of the whole. And from Virgo, which is traditionally seen as the sixth house, and the digestion and how we feel about what's, how we try to come to terms with what we've been fed, whether it's through the air or through the media or through the diet or, you know, whatever's coming through in our system, we have to be able to digest it. And so the sixth of Aquarius, and Jupiter's now gone six from there. And so, again, that thing of having to deal with sickness, having to deal with the problem that you're not able to digest, that you're not able to burn in the fires of the digestion, because that's where all the food that we eat, all our experiences need to be burned in the fire of the sixth area or our digestive system to be able to take it on and deal with it. Now, the body will take it on, just like when you go to sleep, the body looks after itself. It renews itself. It recharges itself. So the best thing you could do for yourself as a remedy is get to bed in time. I need to take my own advice as well on that, big time. But I tend not to. But it's very good to actually get a good night's sleep, as we know. And there's great healing in it. And especially during the night, you know, during the early hours of the morning, to be asleep, the recharge we get. Everything renews itself. And so we need to recognize that and know that the body, give it time to rest and it will heal. Give it time to sleep and it will heal. it's the best thing you can do. And out of that will come the transformation as well, you know, that again you've got there the 6-8 relationship. So what will transform for Virgo is that they will be feeling so much better if they give themselves the rest and the ability to stand back a bit and not to be so exacting or demanding of yourself in whatever house that is for you. If you have too high expectations, you can make yourself sick as well. Or if you're too worried about something, you make yourself sick. And or if you're eating the wrong food that doesn't suit you, you make yourself sick. Or drink, or drug, or, you know. So we have to learn to work more with nature and eat natural. Libra is 9 away from Aquarius. And so Libra is going to be, you're going to learn a lot. You're going to be creative a lot. I think Jupiter in this house of creativity, 5 houses from any house, the 5th house from any house is what you create, is what you aspire to doing, is what you love to see, is what you really admire and really want to look at. So you can't take your eyes off, you know. I'd sing it now if I could, but you can't take your eyes off what it is that you adore, like. And so that's what 5th house, many houses, you know. That's what you want to create from that house. And so the knowledge that Libra would have, the 5th house from there, is what you want to create from the knowledge that you have and share it with the greater, for the greater good, and share it to a wider community. And maybe that's why I'm sharing at this stage. Not that I think I have a whole lot of knowledge, but I certainly, you know, this, I've had a few days looking at this stuff.
You have a lot to share.
And I have 4 planets in the sign of Libra. So I have a lot to share, as anyone who will take the time to talk to me, 2-hour long phone calls or whatever. So I have a lot to share. And I'd say I'll have plenty to share by the time this Jupiter's run has gone through. But it's just interesting at this time that's what's coming up for me, is to start talking about astrology and put more of it out there in this format. And it's all learning, you know. As my moon chart here is saying to me, you know, it's better to do something imperfect than to do nothing. What is it? Perfect. Is that it? Anyway. So as good or as whatever it is, but you can contact me anyway, you know. 0872441502 if you want to ask me anything about. If I don't know, I'll tell you where to go. But I don't mean I'll tell you where to go, but I'll tell you where you can find it. So then we're on to Scorpio. And Scorpio, this is your 4th house. And what's most important for you right now is to feel at home. To have peace of mind. To be able to sleep. To be able to rest. To have a stable space, you know, to make your nest. And out of that stability, Jupiter's bringing you that stability now. It's steadying that place for you. Now, you might find a new home for yourself. You might decide to expand the place you're staying in. But there'll be a certain growth in that area. Or you might change your car. It's another 4th house activity. But feeling safe in the world is the and stability and especially with the guru and with the teacher. It's good to have people around you that you feel good with, that you feel safe with. And because in a lot of ways we were talking last week, you know, that the eclipse is happening in the sign of Scorpio. So you're really being challenged right now. So it's a good thing that Jupiter has now moved on from Capricorn and it's moved to Aquarius, because it'll give you that sense of comfort. You can be more at ease with yourself. And look to the guru, look to the Jupiter, the guide, whoever your higher power is, to help you to do that. Maybe, you know, become more meditative, or, you know, just give yourself more time. Be kind, be good to yourself. Yeah. And it aspects the 12th house, you know, from your house there that you're concerned with. That's the other thing, that Jupiter in Aquarius making an aspect to the 12th house will mean you will sleep easier. You know, and that's a very important thing, especially for Scorpio now, because you could say it'll be easier for you to meditate, or it'll be easier for you to expand your consciousness, or it'll be easier for you to do some kind of go on a retreat, or those type of activities. Jupiter is benefiting particularly that part of your life that's very private, you know, it's very much your inner life. And so it's good to look at that, and what will come out of it is peace of mind and sanctuary. And so in the sign of Sagittarius, Jupiter's in the third, and Jupiter rules the sign of Sagittarius. And Jupiter doesn't particularly like being in the third, because the third house is very much about small talk. Jupiter doesn't do small talk. He wants to talk big talk, higher philosophy, and, you know. And Sagittarius likes to get into that territory. But Jupiter being in the third loses a particular flavour. And remember, the Jupiters now are the laicals, the clergy, the people that we have trusted, the bankers. All these people are usually associated with the people in society that have been given the role or taken the role for the community in an area. And the people in general have lost faith in that Jupiter factor that they represent. And what now is being asked is that Jupiter go back to school and learn the basics of what's needed and practice what they preach. You know, it's putting a challenge on the Jupiter factor from Sagittarius. That, you know, the word that's used to describe it in Sanskrit is marana. It's in a death position from its own house. So the Jupiter for Sagittarius has to be somehow reborn with a more humanitarian focus rather than a preacher focus. Because people don't want to heed the preachers anymore. They don't believe them. Because they're unbelievable what they're talking about anyway. And they have created chaos because of it. Their role is to guide us, not to confuse us. And we are being confused with the messages that are coming, whether it's from the politicians, the media, the medics, the legals. So, yeah. And again, Jupiter works for the greater good. So it'll be a very interesting time for the Sagittarius part of us that needs to make a change. We need to get back to basics for whatever house that is for us. You know, If it is your ninth house, then you better learn, you go back to the fundamentals of the greater good and the nature and the higher order, the laws of nature that protect and take care of us. And stop the nonsense. And thinking that we have to take drugs to make us better. Some of us have gone down the road of that, and we know a lot better. That's not helping. We're not saying they don't help, but you know, but nature's is the bigger healer. And so, yeah. So then we have Capricorn. And as I said earlier, Jupiter in the second house from Capricorn promises, you know, an expansion of the assets. Just don't squander them, because Jupiter squanders, you know, it can overindulge or overspend. But the prospects of expanding areas that one can have broaden one's values or one's bank account or the bank of turf, that those prospects are going to become very much available. And through humanitarian, again, activities in community or in collectives that would help to make that help that area develop and grow. And so Jupiter in the sign of Aquarius is like Aquarius itself is the sign, and so it's really celebrated in Indian philosophy, the Jupiter movement through Aquarius, despite it being ruled by Saturn and Rahu. But as I said, one of the things, like, if somebody nice comes to your house, no matter what sort of a rogue you are, or what sort of meanness you might get up to, in Saturn would be associated with meanness, or Rahu would be associated with the roguery. And no matter what level of a rogue, if somebody good comes into your house, the house is going to benefit, you're going to benefit, and we're all going to grow. But it mightn't be a place that Jupiter itself might have to face challenges himself by being there, so he can grow. So, but it'll be beneficial anyway for wherever Jupiter is moving through, because as I said, it is the grace of God that's moving through there, even through an area where the rogues are hanging out. You know, even if it went into a pub, the bishop would get some bit of a nod of respect, you know, even though there might not be much time for him. But this is the thing, that the energy of him, Santa Claus is welcome in any house, you know, and he will bring benefit to a house. Whereas when he moves to Pisces, then, you know, when we go to Pisces, Pisces is seen as the 12th, and it's seen as the place of loss in some ways, but Jupiter being 12th from its own house. But again, it's bringing benefit to its own house, because it's going to bring it to what it likes to do, which is to meditate and become aware of the higher order in the universe, and the more universal themes that are there for us, universal well-being that's there for us to enjoy when we tune in to the Jupiter. And just a very simple technique that somebody showed me during the week, we were having a conversation about this, and we were talking about the mind and the way the thoughts are continually flooding in the mind, and how do we manage that, you know, whether it is negative or positive, or, you know, that the stream of thoughts are constant. And he said, I'll show you a technique. And he said, are you ready? Are you ready? That's the remedy. In the moment, in that moment. So thanks for listening. My website is pearlsofwisdomireland.com. My phone number is 353 for Ireland and 087-244-1502. And if you want to get in touch with me, or if you want to be on a distribution list, contact me. I'll be happy to include you. But I'm hoping to keep this going now that Jupiter is in fifth from my four planets in Libra. So I've a lot to say. I've been quiet for too long.
Thanks so much, Pearl. It was another great session.
How do we do for time? Did we record it?